Calgary, Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to us. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit it with you, Charlie.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job than that. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Tiffany Fontaine. I am the new women's head coach for the soccer and futsal teams. And I'm also going to be the game coordinator for our Huskies here at Campbell College.
There we go. Now, we go way back. I used to watch you play soccer. I'm a little bit younger, a little bit. I had to play against you sometimes. And every time I did, I was just like, oh, today's going to be work. So tell me about how soccer, like, where did you get that passion at such a young age in this northern community? Because it wasn't like, there wasn't huge soccer programs back then. Like,
You have to
want it yourself. So where did that come from?
I think it's like any sport, and anybody that probably ends up playing higher levels or elite. It's just, I tried it at recess. I played with friends at recess, yeah. And some of the girls said we should come out for our team. And within that year, I found out this was my passion. This was a love. I couldn't get enough. I wanted to train more. I wanted to train to be better, and that's having cross-country coaches, like all of that just was to be better at my sport. Yeah. So yeah, I guess that's for anybody. You hope that they can find their passion and what gives them something to wake up for every morning.
That's cool. So what did you do? How did you like get so good?
Well, I guess that's another bit, the missing piece, right, is you can have the passion, but I happen to have the ability, I'm decent at sports, and so then it was a matter of putting the time into the craft to, I guess, hone those skills and, right, master some of them to go, but really it was training. Every chance I had, and I hear people sometimes say, like, oh, but this isn't hard enough, or this isn't, they need to play with somebody better, and yeah, that helps.
Yeah,
100%. Nobody would deny that. But so does putting your own time in and your own way. So I'd wake up before school and run, and I'd go to the gym on weekends and be going around with friends. I played with every team that invited me, and I never looked at it like I was too good. I looked at it, it was an opportunity to learn from somebody new or just compete. So, yeah. Just slowly started to, and then I got my break just going to a Team Alberta trial. And on there, I still to this day, it was George Brady, so Connor Brady's dad.
Yeah.
Right, was down there at Team Alberta, and he told me, if you really want to be seen, you need to start using your voice so the coaches see you, because I see what you're doing. And at that lunch, I went back, and I think that trial, after that little bit of like, you've got to believe in yourself.
How old were you when that happened?
I was only 12.
Okay, 12. Okay, good. Because I was just like, I played against you when I was like 12 to 14. And there's one thing that I would never say you needed help on, and it was your voice. Like, you are loud. And like, I'm loud. I get paid for a living to be loud now. I'm saying it as a huge compliment. Like, when you were on the field, you just were dominant, not just physically, but vocally.
Yeah.
So when you said you needed help being, like, loud, I'm just like, when? Okay, so 12, young.
12, young, and I think that's a difference of like you're from a small rural community.
Yeah.
You know, you're going out with people that all know each other, and there's a couple of you, and you've all of a sudden been split up between three teams to be assessed.
Yeah.
And so finding that, like, I just got to be here, I got to focus on me and showcase what I have. But so, yeah, being vocal is never going to help you.
No.
But the environment and being able to have the confidence to do it.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're the women's coach for the Huskies. How fun is that?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a bit of a ride because it's been 5 weeks and learning a lot just about all the rules, regulations, the college itself, the people, and all the different people you need to know outside of just the team.
So yeah.
It's been a very busy month, but it's been a lot of fun. The girls are great.
Yeah.
They've been very accepting, but also just fun, like good people, which is definitely makes the job easier and more enjoyable to be able to come out. So, a lot of different personalities, and I always love that. It's kind of the individuals.
Now, I know way too much about you without even bumping into you, because Fort McMurray is so small, and when you're from here, you just
care.
So, you live in Fort McMurray. Yeah. This is where you decided to have a very big family and stay.
Very big family, yes.
What about this community for you is just like, I'm staying? Because girls, especially like our age, most of them did stay. A lot of them like went out, moved to Calgary.
Yeah.
You had opportunity, obviously, for the sport to exit, but like you chose to make Fort McMurray your home. What about the community called you back?
I wouldn't say that's a hard one, really. I grew up with a lot of people around me, whether it be friends, whether it be teammates, whether it be great coaches. Like I said, just the soccer is a big part of me. Like I had Jerry Brenneman, and I had a few other within the basketball community and stuff that will go on to name names. I'll miss people. But I mean, and those people impacted me. So this community growing up became just family. And so it's kind of interesting to come full circle to piano and be like, oh, family. Because my family itself is still here.
Yeah.
And also very connected. So I think that's something that just team in general, why it was never individual sport. I player that like I ran and I did all that, but it wasn't what called to me. I loved being part of a team, part of that family, part of that sisterhood. And I hope to kind of continue creating that for this culture that's already started. That's why I came back. It's a comfort and wanting to give back to a community that I always felt gave so much to me. So I didn't feel like I want to set up camp. I didn't want to do that.
That's cool. Now you name drop some names, and now I'm just going to be nosy. So you said Mr. Brennan.
So
my question is, because I have never asked, but he had a son who was much older.
Yeah, here.
And he was a runner.
Oh yeah, they were all like here.
Yeah.
He was cross country. He was the guy that would come on the skis and the trails all the way back. And I think that's actually how a lot of our trail system originated, was within their family.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
They put in work. He went to run though. He got a scholarship to run.
I'm not 100% sure. I wouldn't be surprised because he was fast, athletic. He was a soccer player too. He played on one of our kind of top teams, I believe. So back to the circle.
I just remember like going to my first turkey trot run in Birchwood Trails and seeing this dude and being like, whatever. And we start running and then like all of a sudden, zoof! And then I just like, he's on a different level.
Yeah.
And then I got to the end of the race and I saw him finish. I'm like, I'm never going to be that fast. like I don't have the will, the drive, the need, the want to be that fast.
That's like personal best with runners, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're like going for, we had, during that time, I feel like Fort McMurray had a lot of great runners. But in Merck itself, I feel like Jerry was just a huge part of, like I said, he didn't bring me through soccer, but the training aspect, everywhere I went, people would say, how are you in such good shape? What do you do different? It's like, I have a great coach that even though it's for school and it's fun for me, it was fun training.
Yeah.
Like he made running in the trail somehow fun.
Yeah.
He brought groups together and made you actually enjoy your time with those people, and indirectly, whether you did it intentionally, you did it just by his personality.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you take pieces from people like that and you kind of think, I want to be able to do that for people.
Right. Now, doing things for people, let's talk about the little people in your life. So my little guy, Keegan, he's starting, well, not starting, he plays basketball. It's efficient. He loves it.
Okay.
And I love basketball, like, and I love to play it. Okay, and I'm trying to, I can't coach him. He doesn't want me to coach him, like in the, when we're playing ball, I'm like, yo, run this drill, you'll get handy. Dad, stop. I just want to have fun. Just like, it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, it would, it would.
So, as a parent, like, you're literally coaching for a career.
Yeah.
You have children, like, do they allow you to coach them? Or do you have to, like, backdoor it like I have to?
So, I have coached my daughter since she started playing the college.
Oh, wow.
And Heidi is also on the college team. So, also a lot of the athletes, like Nora, who's on the team, Will Fider, who's on the team, Aisha, like anybody from here, I've been their coach at some point.
Right.
My husband also coaches our son, Heather. And right now I'm coaching our U9 girls with my daughter, Paul.
So you are the coach. Your kids have accepted you.
Yeah, and that's, I think, I forget what age it was, but we were in here. And we were talking, and we, you know, on the way home, I said, I think the difference for you and the hardest part for both of us is going to have to be that when we go to training, I'm coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we leave, I'm mom.
Right.
Right? But, so, and young kids have a hard time with that. And even still, no ifs, ands, for every parent that coaches a kid, it's hard. It's great.
Yeah.
It's, no kid wants to be criticized. And I look at it like it's corrective and helping. They look at it like it's, you know, critical because they want to make you proud.
That's right.
And so you just have to have some conversations, but I think it is, it's also where you are. Like they've accepted that I do this.
Right.
So it's a bit different than
dad
who's attempting to coach me, but
that's right.
Doesn't have any of that certification.
Yeah. And I'm at home fun guy. So then all of a sudden when we get on the court and I rock the board because he can't compete, and I'm not here to let him win. All of a sudden you got issue and I'm like, yo, you can get better if you do this. It's like, stop coaching. Like, okay, it'll get better. And I need to continue to teach him.
That's a whole new relationship in itself, for sure.
Tanner tapped his watch. We're going to talk more about this afterwards. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shame on the plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
That's who I'm on you. Well, we are going to be having our first games officially. We've already had our exhibitions. League play, 7th, 8th, that'll be out of town. Still, even though it won't be in town, it's always nice for people to support us by keeping up to date with how we're doing. And the 14th, 15th, we will be having our home openers here in Fort McMurray. And I have been told, you know, our women's team would love to have the support. They love fans, it helps them. And so far, you know, it's hard to feel shelved to play stadium. So the more we can get support, it'd be loud, it'd be fantastic for them.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray, the Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from the Chewy Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Bank. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just paused at this. That's another Mac City Morning Show done.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.